Welcome to Daily Basic. Here you'll find a daily spiritual reflection. It will accompany you through your day, whatever it may bring. I'm increasingly coming across a secret today too. I keep encountering it time and again. Listen to this. Jesus and his disciples left that place and went through Galilee. And Jesus did not want anyone to know it. For he was teaching his disciples and saying to them, "The Son of Man will be handed over into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, he will rise again after 3 days." But the disciples did not understand this saying and were afraid to ask him. This is found in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 9. The mystery I spoke of at the beginning is that Jesus is not understood. He seems to be talking right past his disciples. There can be many reasons for not understanding. One does not want to understand. One lacks the necessary intelligence. One tries hard, but it does not work out. One reason is mentioned here. The disciples were afraid to ask Jesus what he meant by what he had said. Did they not want to unsettle or bother him? It is a pity, really, because a possible answer from Jesus would also help us to understand him better. Honestly, I also struggle with this saying of Jesus. He is not speaking of himself. He is speaking of a Son of Man. Today we know that he meant himself. But back then, he took the disciples aback. He then speaks of the Son of Man being handed over to people. Klaus Berger translates this as being delivered into the hands of people. But which people? All people? Why not be specific? The Sanhedrin, Pilate, the torturers? And how is that supposed to work? All people will kill him? No wonder then that the disciples did not understand him. I can only come close to it. The mystery of understanding or not understanding corresponds to the mystery of keeping it to oneself. That is where the focus lies. Whoever is initiated into a secret must guard it and not divulge it. He who is privy to the secret Jesus needs the fellowship of those who he has initiated. That is what it is all about. Essentially, it is about a community bound by the secret's destiny. It is not about preventing Jesus' death. The aim is to guard the secret like a treasure. I must not be cast before the swine like pearls. Being entrusted with a secret is the greatest proof of trust a person can receive. Whether I can guard it determines whether I was worthy of that trust. Even if I do not understand what it is all about, the one who entrusted it to me knows. That must be enough for me. I promise him, I will guard your secret. I will keep my mouth shut and turn to you. Jesus' surrender to God will correspond to guarding the knowledge of what will happen to him. It was not always easy to be a disciple of Jesus, nor is it today. That's all for today. See you tomorrow and stay safe.